Welcome to the May 31st virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Our service today is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, assisted by worship associates Ellen Plummer, Kimberly Homer, Victoria Taylor, and Tommy Iafreda. Today, we are reimagining the quintessential UU ritual, the Flower Communion.
Welcome, everyone, to our Flower Communion service. My name is Rev Pam Phillips, and I am especially honored to be assisting with worship today with our worship associates, Ellen Plummer, Victoria Taylor, Kimberly Homer, and Tommy Iafreda. Before we go any further, I want to acknowledge and lift up that while today's service is one of celebration and joy, that the world around us leaves us with heavy hearts. It seems especially difficult to think about joy and celebration when we hear the news. And please know that in the days and week ahead, we will be addressing the issues of the world in worship, in vigil, but today is for celebration, knowing that as we feed ourselves with love and compassion, we will have more to give to the world. So, while physical distancing has required that we not meet in person, our community is still meeting regularly via Zoom and other virtual options. Look to the announcements email for more information. If you are with us for the first time, we are so glad that you have found us. You'll find a link in the chat to the visitors, a virtual visitors card. If you'd like to fill it out, then we'll know who you are and get connected with you by email. Also, if you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like to share aloud this morning, you'll find a link in the chat for that as well. This is a lively community, and we are so glad that you are with us all today. And now, I'm going to share a video with Rachel Crane, who is going to tell us about the beginning of religious education. Today is a multi-generational service. Next week, the children will have opportunities to do religious education at home. So let me share with you what they'll be doing.
Good morning. Summer RE begins next week. Each Sunday, a new lesson will be emailed home for children in preschool through fifth grade. This summer's curriculum is Books and Cooks, Volume 2. Each lesson includes a story, a recipe, a meal blessing, and suggested activities. Stories and foods come from all over the world. Families will have fun learning and cooking together. Try whipping up some vegetable biryani, some wajapian fry bread, or my personal favorite, matzo ball soup. So dust off your aprons and let's get cooking this summer.
Good morning, everyone. Our opening words this morning are adapted from a welcome used by Coventry Cathedral. We extend a special welcome today to those who are single, those who are married, divorced, widowed, straight, gay, trans, queer, questioning, well healed, or down at heel. We welcome you if you are a flashy like a hibiscus or mellow like a verbena. You're welcome here if you creep like a vinca, mound like bluebells, hang like a bleeding heart, or spike up like a red hot poker, or spread out like phlox. We are happy to welcome you if you bloom at night like the moonflower, or arrive only once a year like the mysterious Sirius. We don't care if you are an award-winning iris or if you have ever been characterized as a weed. We extend a very special welcome to those of us who are feeling a wee bit wilted from too much time in front of the blue rays of the computer. And to those of us who are hardy, like the spiderwort and the zinnia. We welcome those of us who, like the glorious sunflower, not only do okay, but seem to thrive in crappy soil. Welcome to our annual, pun intended, flower service. We celebrate each and every one of us as we do the sprig, the branch, the bulb, the root, and the stem that hold the magic and sacredness of the earth's bounty and beauty. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. Today is indeed a special day. For one reason, we are celebrating our religious education program, and we're celebrating the appearance of Karen Hagar, our Director of Lifespan Faith Development. She's with us even though she's technically still on sabbatical. Now, one of the things that Karen has done while on sabbatical is complete a process that we are celebrating today, becoming a credentialed religious educator. This process requires filling in application forms and getting recommendations. She also had to submit a portfolio that demonstrates knowledge and skills in 8 areas, including administration and volunteer management, human and faith development, right relations and professional ethics, sexual health, 6 sources of UU inspiration, systems and conflict, UU foundations, and worship. Just to give you an idea of how much work that entails, the copy of her portfolio that she sent to me was 148 pages long. And after she did all that work on her own, she had to interview with the RE credentialing committee. Now, knowing Karen as we do, you won't be surprised that the committee sent her a letter of congratulation on May 5th. And I want to show it to you so you can read it along with me. And this is what they said about our Karen. We are very pleased to be able to grant you the credentialed educator status. We want to thank you for all your work and your contributions to professional religious education. We see in you exemplary organizational and administrative skills. Your many fabulous curricula that have re-energized middle school classes across the denomination, and your strong commitment to OWL across the age span. So, it's clear that they know what we know. And now I'm going to ask Karen to come on screen. Jamie, if you could spotlight Karen. There she is. Karen, we appreciate all the gifts you bring to this congregation. And as a small token of our gratitude, we want to present you with this bouquet of flowers. May they be a symbol of our love and affection for you, and a celebration of all the knowledge and skills and time which you bring to your work here, and have been recognized with your credentialing. We'll be glad to have you back from your sabbatical in July. Would you like to say anything? You don't have to if you don't want to.
So I just want to say thank you. And I have a tremendous appreciation for this congregation, but the whole credentialing process made me appreciate you all even more, because our program could not be what it is without the support of you all. And you all are what makes our LFT program so terrific. So thank you. I appreciate all your support.
While Karen's been gone, now Karen left behind all this wonderful material to help Rachel get through the sabbatical time. And she's been doing a fantastic job. And you left her with all the tools you thought she would need to get through the spring. But nobody could have predicted all the adaptations she would have to make when we entered the stay-at-home RE. Well, on behalf of the entire congregation, we also present a bouquet of flowers to Rachel as a symbol of our love and gratitude. Know that Liz Crane met me in the parking lot so that she could get some flowers to take home. There are the flowers, and there's Rachel. Rachel, we couldn't have done this spring without you, from story time to all the wonderful videos you've made and sending home the packets. Would you like to say anything?
Thank you. You guys are so awesome. I love you. And Liz really tricked me with the flowers.
Good. Well done, Liz.
The weekly offering is a reminder and a ritual that we are part of the interconnected web of life. Each week, UUCNRV gives one half the collection plate to a local or UU-affiliated organization committed to doing good works. Today, we will share our offering with Feeding Southwest Virginia. Please give through our Give Plus app or text FUND to 844-909-2617. If you have never used these, look at your order of service and the announcements for more information. You will be able to give after the service as well. Now today, as we collect the offering, we are also inviting people to turn their computers or phones to gallery mode so you can see one another and show us the flowers you are enjoying at home. Whether you picked them outside, bought them at the store, colored them with crayons or markers, created them out of paper, or are wearing them on your clothes, or even if you don't have a flower with us, let us see your beautiful smiling face, because the flower communion is about sharing the beauty of our community.
I see Beth McClellan's got flowers in her hands and greenery behind her. Brenda has daffodils. Meredith has roses.
The shorts have a whole thing there. Looks exciting. And Darla has beautiful red flowers. The gardeners are holding up an iris, and the Kaminskis have lilies.
Tony's got a beautiful blue vase with two flowers coming out of it. And Ellen is matching her. It looks like pansies, Ellen.
They are pansies.
What do you see, Ellen? I see Ella Croman. We haven't seen your face. Hello, Ella. We get to hear her in a minute. All right. Is that enough time for our offering? Victoria.
I think so. And I sure like seeing all those pictures and everyone's faces. And I hope some of you took the invitation to do flower crafts that we sent out in the announcements and with the RE package. I think we're all doing more crafts these days. Another activity that my family has been doing during the stay-at-home orders is a lot more gardening. And we've also enjoyed driving around town and seeing all the beautiful gardens and different flowers that are blooming now. In fact, this morning we went to the Virginia Tech Horticulture Garden for a little early morning walk. As Ellen mentioned in her opening words, flowers are all so beautiful and they're all so different. Some grow low to the ground and others are climbers. Some have big blooms and vibrant colors, others less so. And some are used to make medicine while others have beautiful scent. In 1926, a Unitarian minister, Norbert Čechup, in Czechoslovakia, realized that flowers were like the members of his congregation, that they're all beautiful, each in their own way, and that when they come together, they make a beautiful bouquet in which each flower is important. To honor his congregation, he created a beautiful ceremony in which each person brought a flower to put in a basket before the service and then goes home with a different flower. It was seen as a celebration of the gifts that each individual brought to the congregational community. We still practice this in Unitarian Universalist congregations. It's one of our few unique rituals known as the Flower Communion. So today is our Flower Communion. We have celebrated our religious education program and the staff that recognize and ministers to the seeds in each one of us, and especially to our children and youth. Now we call it lifespan phase development. So each flower, not just the baby seeds, but everyone gets developed. I want to dedicate this next song, called The Red Balloon by Frances England, to all the children and also to the hard work of growing children and the hard work of growing adults and growing plants and growing communities. Because as Frances England in this song reminds us, once you figure it out, they just go change the rules.
And as Victoria explained, our flower communion tradition was created by Reverend Chapek many years ago. If you came to the service last week, you might remember hearing about him. And if we were in the sanctuary together, we would create a beautiful bouquet of flowers in this center with all the flowers that we brought with us. And then when we each get a new flower that someone else brought with them, it's a way of acknowledging that we are as individual and beautiful as the flowers, but also that we are connected to one another. And so for this past month, I've invited people to send in their flowers. And so many of you did. I'm so excited to show you this new way of doing a flower communion. Whether Norbert or his wife Maja Kapek conducted the flower festival, they would bless or consecrate the flowers with these words of blessing. I would invite you to consider not the flowers, but the faces of all those who you loved in those pictures as I say this blessing. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts to be one in desire, affection, and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of us all are needed to do thy work in this world. Amen. And blessed be. And now I invite Kimberly Homer to share with us a meditative reflection.
On this day of Pentecost, when our cities are on fire, we ask for the gift of understanding all tongues and for peace to descend like a dove. On the fifth day of the Jaguar time wave, the Obsidian Mirror Day, we ask to use our cat vision to see through the dark, to see the light reflected in ourselves and all around us. And on this Flower Communion Sunday, let us remember Norbert Capek's words to the infinite spirit of life, to realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. Let us imagine, if we're gathered in person, the flowers we would give and the flowers we would receive, wet with dew and warm with sunshine, sweet as honeysuckle and wild roses, and prickly with thorns. Let us look out to the edges of the gathering to draw in newcomers, shy people, people who did not bring a flower and therefore believe they're not worthy of receiving one. The children are especially good at this. But now we're physically distant, and we must look through the glass to the friends we love and the friends we haven't learned to love yet. And let us ask, to whom would we offer a flower if we weren't afraid it would be scorned?
To whom would we offer a flower? In a moment, I'm going to send us all to breakout rooms for a congregational reflection. I invite you to think about Kimberly's words, about inviting in those whom we have not yet learned to love. Sometimes when we go into a breakout room, we see old friends and we forget that there are new people in the room. And I also invite you to remember that we have a short amount of time to share this morning. So I invite you to Maybe start with the youngest person in the breakout room you find yourself in. And also, here's something you can share. There's a tradition that some families use, which is called a roses and thorns. A rose is sharing something about your day or your week or these past few months that has been especially lovely. The most special parts of your life, the things that you are so grateful for. And the thorns are the difficult things, the challenges. So as I move you into breakout rooms, I invite you to think about what are the roses in your life these days? And then, if you'd like to, share what your thorns are, some of the things that are challenging to you. So think for a minute. What's your rose? What's your thorn? We'll have about 5 minutes for this conversation. So I'm going to send you off. When I click create rooms, then you'll be invited to join a room. And I'm going to ask in just a moment to have all people unmuted so that you can talk when you get into your room. All right, I think we're all back. Does it look like we're all back? I'm looking through the screens. I love seeing your faces. All right. So I hope everyone had a chance to share, and I encourage you to continue your conversations after the service during coffee hour. And now, in the week ahead, look for the roses. And when you come across thorns, know that you are not alone. You are a part of this beloved community as we strive to do better and better in the world. Happy Flower Communion Day, and thank you all for your participation.